Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis podcast. Our community partners this week are Simply Be LLC for Great Cakes and therapist Eddie Lamar Sharp Jr., Restoring Hope LLC. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to Jesus Plus Therapy Sis podcast on all podcast platforms.
Hey, 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 y'all. We are so excited. Welcome back to another episode. Like, hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey.
We so excited. Did y'all enjoy it? Y'all, first of all, can I just give us a round of applause for us making it 10 episodes, y'all, consistently. Y'all almost didn't get an episode this past Sunday because I forgot to actually schedule it. And then the Holy Spirit said, girl, you up early because I need you to schedule this episode, not just pay your rent.
Jesus.
So I'm so excited. We are 10 episodes in. We have, after this episode, we have 3 episodes left. And then we're going to take a break, y'all, kind of brainstorm and start season 2 of Sister Plus Therapy. So, y'all, we're going to take some breaks. Like, we're going to breathe a little bit. Like, we've been giving y'all real raw conversations. Like,
I'm busy here having me out here naked and unashamed.
Listen, have me up here talking about forgiveness and stuff and dealing with my traumas.
This season has been very transparent.
It has been a very transparent season. So before we started recording, we were just having like some candid conversations, and Cynthia was asking about like, what is this on you? And we were talking about the peace that I have, and the peace that I have is not like because of a situation or circumstance. The peace that I have is due to the fact that I've accepted my weight. And tonight we want to talk about the anointing and accepting everything that comes with it, including the weight of the weight. Ha!
That's good.
The weight of the weight. That has always been in my heart. There's a weight in waiting. The weight of waiting, the load of waiting, the burdenness of waiting, the heaviness of waiting, the anxiety of waiting, the depression of waiting, the grief of waiting, while being anointed. The struggle of waiting while being anointed, huh?
That's the one right there.
Huh?
So I was telling Shendrick, I was like, listen, I know I'm anointed. However, my delivery is trash.
Yeah. She starts off good. Like, you feel like, yes, yes. And just when she about to, it's like somebody fishing, right? Like, you done threw your rod out there, you done got the fish to bite. And just as you bringing that big fish in, right? And the fish is wiggling and shaking, and you're trying to stay calm. But the closer the fish get, the bigger the fish get looks. And then all of a sudden, you like, no, and you just kind of panic. That's a delivery. Like, she started off good. She calm, cool, collected. But the closer that fish come, the more anxiety, the worse her delivery get. And I'm just like, and then she calls me and say, Sean, I got something to ask you. Let me tell you what happened. And she tells me the situation. And she tells me what she said. She tells me what the person said. She tells me her response to it. And then she talks about a further down, she gets frustrated. And in her frustration, the flesh rises.
It does. And listen, let me tell you something. But I'm glad we're talking about accepting the totality of who you are. Because for the longest time, like people don't realize, like, I have been muscled. Okay. and I couldn't find my voice. I didn't know who I was, even, you know, in a room full of people who knew me, I just would freeze up. And so it's kind of like when the freedom comes or you get freed from an area, it's like everything that has been locked up in you just starts to ooze out. Mm-hmm. And I struggle in this area because I know that I'm called to the rough around the edges type of person. Okay. The diamond in the rough, if you will. Okay. And so sometimes you have to handle a diamond in the rough a little bit different than you do someone who is polished or, what's the word I'm looking for? Proper.
Mature.
That. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, sometimes you got to get a little down and dirty with the peoples. And, you know, they don't understand the Hasharabahadi and the Rosikir. They don't understand all that. But they do understand you need to sit down and shut up. Shut your mouth. Sis, they do understand the I'ma yoke you up. The Holy Ghost will yoke you up. They they understand it, Sharon. And I believe that the Lord has called me, and this is my take on it, because, you know, I explain the way things are revealed to me in the spirit a little bit differently than others. And so I feel like I'm a Zorro in the spirit, you know?
Like Zorro with the mask and the black cape and
sword? Yes, girl, come through there.
Do the Z?
Mm-hmm. Shoot, shoot, shoot. I feel it. I do, because, and this how? Is, I've heard, you know, people come back and, you know, they give you their testimonies or whatever, and they just kind of be like, you really blessed me. You know, people wouldn't tell it to me like that, but that's what I needed to hear. And I'm like, Lord, well, how, like, I don't know, Jesus. Like, because I can't get with everybody like that on that level.
No, and we've talked about this. When you are anointed, you cannot, how you talk to one person is not how you can talk to everybody. And I think that's a lot of times how people anointing gets tainted, or how their messages get misconstrued, because they're talking to everybody on the same level. Ooh. Right? So like, I can't talk to Cynthia how I talk to one of my best friends, because that's two different entities. She's still growing in some areas, where my best friend may have grown in some areas. So I wouldn't, it's like, okay, Cynthia can't talk to her 11-year-old the same way, her 12-year-old the same way she would do her 9-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, like, they're not going to.
Not the youngest one, not. Mm-mm. The middle, she the middle. At least the middle is an exception. That's a whole different gangster right there.
She been here before. That middle girl, we gonna pray. Y'all lift your hands right now and pray for Riley Christina, baby, because that one right there,
that's a whole different camera.
That's a whole different anointing. She got an anointing on her that make you want to choke her. I mean, yeah. those who are members of the Department of Child and Justice and Protective Services.
We playing.
We don't choke no children. But that little middle girl, the little one, yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That middle child, yes, yes. But anyway. Okay, so let's take the youngest and the oldest. She can't talk to the youngest like she does the oldest and vice versa. And so that's the way you have to understand when it comes to your anointing. Yes, your anointing may operate in the same way with everybody, but the delivery of the anointing is totally different. Delivery is not just about being anointed. You got to be careful of your delivery. I remember when you were talking about the diamond in the rough, I was thinking about that pastor. Was that last year who was telling the girls like you fat, you need a better bra?
He out in Atlanta, girl.
I think his anointing to produce excellence was there, but his delivery
was trash.
It was just straight up trash. I think his intent, the anointing to pull out, be uncomfortable and make it excellent was great. But his delivery, what you not gonna do is talk about a bra. So you need to go lose weight. Sir, this may be genetics. You don't know what this is. You laughing, I'm for real, like.
It's the way you said, sure, this might be genetics.
Right, like. How am I so? And then too, when you have a trashy delivery, you cannot expect respect. You cannot expect respect. If you got a trashy delivery, you can't be like, you need to respect my anointing. How, sir, ma'am, bro, sis? How? When your delivery is trash and tearing down. Here's what I love. You know, the Bible talks about what the prophet's job is to rebuke. Right? But it's also to edify. Like, you got to have balance. You can't keep rebuking and there's no edification. You're choosing what part of the job you're willing to do.
That's good. I talked to somebody about that tonight.
So a lot of times people want to justify their trash of delivery based upon their title. You know I'm a bishop, so I can say this. No, you cannot. You know I'm an apostle, so I can say this. No, you can't. You know I'm a prophet, so I can say this. No, you can't. You know I'm a pastor. I'm your pastor. I can say this. No, you cannot. Because God don't give trash deliveries. So why are you giving it?
He is the God of decency and order.
He's a God of love and forgiveness.
Indeed. Huh? Okay. So I'm learning. Well, I'm not learning. Child, I ain't even tried to learn. I don't want to learn. I'm just, let's be honest. I am just Cynthia. And Cynthia, she'll skirt out there. Skirt. She was skirt out there and just be like, listen, either you receive it or you don't. And I am, you know, when I come up out of that thing, I'd be like, Lord, I probably shouldn't have said it like that. I probably should have just left that alone. And then, you know, weeks are passed or days are passed, and that particular person who I was talking to or whatever, they'll say, well, ain't nobody ever said it to me like that, but you just said it and just went on about your day like wasn't nothing going on, and then you come back and be like, hey, how you doing? Praise God. And do I need therapy?
Always. You always. The way I felt like I just went through a bipolar roller coaster.
That's how I move. And it could. It could be wrong.
It could be wrong.
And so I'm learning, like, you know. I am trying to learn how to start off good and end good.
Okay, start off good, end good. Okay, so let's give some tips on how you can start off good and end good while in the midst of frustration. Because the people will frustrate you, especially if people come to you and ask for your opinion or your wisdom or your intercession or your counsel. People will definitely tee you off.
Girl.
Why are you trying to get the assignment?
Because my thing is, you called my phone.
So let's talk about some tips. Tip number one, when you are ministering to others and you want to be consistent in your delivery, check your motive. Are you delivering this message out of title, convenience, or obedience? Are you delivering a message out of title, convenience, or obedience? Check your motive.
That's good.
Tip number two, because y'all know we do it in fives, right? Tip number two, don't allow yourself to be so caught up in trying to get the message out that you miss moments when God is telling you to shut up.
That's good.
Because here's the kicker. Just because he downloaded and gave it to you don't mean he wants you to deliver it all to them. They may not be in the space to handle everything God has downloaded in you about them. So don't overflood them with information.
So how you know when too much is too much? Because I've learned how to, when I feel, and I hope our listeners understand the weightiness of the Spirit. I hope they do, because we ain't got time tonight. But when I feel the grace, or the virtue, if you will, leave me, I shut up.
But even in you feeling the grace and the virtue, God is still instructing you on how to deliver it. So if you find yourself becoming more frustrated, and check the posture of the person. Because the person's posture changed. Their nonverbal cues will tell you, okay, you don't need to say that. You don't need to say that more. Even if there's more to say, you have to be aware of how you pour and what you're pouring into. Because if you're pouring into a vessel that has a crack in it, has a hole in it, you're pouring into an empty vessel, like you're wasting your pour.
That's good. Don't cast your pearls to swine.
Correct. Just because you saw it and you feel the urge to say it doesn't mean they're in a place of receiving. So you can start off saying it, but if you see their body language shift, and that's why you have to speak with your eyes open, like literally your natural eyes. Because you got to be aware of the body language of the person. You don't want to sit there and then you need to conversate like, God, do I keep going? Or do I stop? You need to have to multitask when you're releasing a word, pretty much. Cause you got to speak, you got to listen, and you got to see.
That's good. I've noticed that usually my senses are more keen. I can hear, it may sound crazy, but I can hear body movements. I can see the things that, you know, fidgetiness or, you know, fumbling and rumbling, you know, I see that. And it's hard to explain it to somebody who isn't spiritual. But what I tell people is I've learned through trial and error. I really have. I've learned through trial and error. And when you have an anointing, it is one of those things where because, and I can sway too far to the left or to the right. But either people receive you or they don't. Like, it's no gray area. Like, either they all the way love you or they hate your stinking guts.
You're right.
And I just, you know, I think the older that I've become and the more mature in the things of God, or me maturing in the things of God, I've learned how to not take it personal. So.
So that brings me to tip number three, check your flesh. Don't take it personal. If you think I do you, don't take it personal. Baby, 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 don't take it personal. Listen, check your flesh. Your obedience don't have to be personal. It just has to be straight up obedience. So check your flesh. Check your flesh. Tip number four. Consult with someone. If you are unsure about how you should deliver something, go to your mentor. Go to someone who's a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more wise. Proverbs ain't nothing but wisdom. And it's an exchange of wisdom from the elderly to the young and to the young to the elderly. So,
but I wanted to ask you something. What is the moment in your spiritual journey where, or can you remember a moment in your spiritual journey where you know your deliverer was trash?
Yes, my deliverer has been trash several times with you.
Really?
Ooh, in the beginning? Yes, ma'am. Because you frustrated the hell out of me.
I tend to have that effect.
And when I say, y'all, my God.
My God.
Oh, my God, my God. I didn't think we was going to make it. I'm surprised we made it this far. Millions didn't make it.
Oh, but I did, huh? Oh, that'll teach. Listen, that's a word for somebody who don't think she loyal. Huh? I will state that right. Or what?
Damn. Listen, but let me tell you something. The only way she's going to stay loyal, you stay loyal to her. There's an equal exchange. There's an equal exchange. She cannot be loyal. If she see you lacking loyalty, she going to slip back and not lack loyalty herself.
Baby, keep the same energy is all I'm saying.
Listen, the reason why she's still loyal to me, because regardless of the fact, regardless of how many times she been in my house and I straight cussed her out while her children sleeping on the pull-out bed or the blow-out bed in the living room. Okay.
Energy is all I'm saying.
Listen.
Do unto others, huh? That's Bible. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Now, if you go moving crazy, guess who gonna move crazy?
Huh?
If you go all out there skirting around the street, all acting all willy-nilly, guess who gonna keep that same energy, sis, bro?
Listen, you better.
That's the cold.
I don't know what cold she's talking about, y'all. I really don't. Again, let me give this disclaimer. We record
at night.
At night.
Listen, we
record. Y'all may hear this on. Look, the podcast may be released on a Sunday, huh? Morning at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. But the recording is done late at night.
Late at night. Because we got to be obedient. Hmm. And obedience does not come with the time.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Listen, that'll preach too. Obedience doesn't come with the time. Listen, don't take this. I'm going to say it in my sermon on Sunday. No, I'm not. That's for another sermon. If you want to change God's timing, you got to change your language.
Ooh, go deeper in that. Because I promise you, see, this is
listen, well, how'd I get away from the north? But come on, somebody may need to know how to.
Somebody need this, because I literally was just about to cuss somebody out about this today. I wasn't going to cuss them out, but you know.
Probably was going to cuss them out. Yeah.
I probably was, but just need to hear a little bit. Listen, so I literally was telling them that they have to change their language. Now, I know you beat me down 756 days a year, and I know it's only 365, but you beat me down with it, Cynthia, change your language, especially around certain areas of my life. Change your language, change your language, change your language. And so I was just telling someone, I was like, honey, you created the environment by the language that you speak. And so you have the ability to change that. And so I was just kind of like, wow, when you said that, I was like, confirm the word.
So come here, Hezekiah.
Come here. Sit down.
So King Hezekiah was on his deathbed.
You better come on. I know where you going with this.
And he wasn't ready to die, y'all. He was not ready to die. He turns and faces the wall, not the people, not go to the temple. He turns and faces the wall on his deathbed, turns his face to God and says, listen, I'm going to need some more years. I ain't ready to go. So while everybody else was speaking the language of death, he did not accept that language. He changed his language and spoke life, and God changed his timing.
Added more years to his life. I felt that thing. You felt that thing? I felt that thing.
When I said that to my client this week, I said, oh, I got to write that down. Because a lot of times what happens with the anointing on our lives, we get mad because we deal with the spirit of comparison, because we see somebody who may carry the same mantle or anointing that we do, and they are doing this fantastic thing. They're blowing up. They on platforms. They got connections. They networking. And we sitting here having whole pity parties. But my question to you, have you changed your language so you can change God's timing? If you tired of waiting, huh? What language are you changing to that your weight don't feel heavy? It don't feel burdened. It doesn't feel long. It doesn't feel depressing, frustrating, anxiety. What are you changing your language to so that your anointing can go to the level it's supposed to? How are you changing God's timing for you?
Because a lot of people don't realize that. And I know, child, we just slip in and out of the prophetic ground here. But I did a live broadcast inside my Facebook community. And if we have women out there who want to join, go ahead, search the Sober Cheeks movie. But I did a live Facebook in the community, and I was just talking about how our words shape our world. Our words shape our world, and we don't realize that the words that we speak are literally creating the environments that we have to exist out of. So we have to be very conscious to speak life. Always speak life. Even in the midst of darkness, you speak otherwise. And so I just, you know, that really brought to mind that conversation that I had with them, like what the situation is or what the circumstance is or what people are saying. What are you saying? you know, what it, whose report will you believe? Mm-hmm. And will you profess what that report is? Because when you speak those words, they rush to create the world that you just spoke. Mm-hmm. And so many, all of us are prophetic. We just don't realize that we are. So could your world or your environment be the way that it is because of the words that you're saying that it is? Mm. And when you look at it like that, when you shift your perspective in that way, you'll begin to speak to your children a little bit different. You'll begin to speak about yourself a little bit different. You'll begin to speak about your career and, you know, all the other areas of your life in a different way. And so I like to remind people, and I say this all the time, my words create the world that I dream of. I speak life because I shall live and not die, period. My children shall live and not die, period. My family shall live and not die. So in order for them to live, I have to cultivate the garden of my life. And if I'm speaking ill words, then that's killing my garden. And then at that point, it won't be a garden. So you have to cultivate the garden if you want it to, if you want to see it grow.
Mm. That's good. Oh, Rabasek, Yorosek. I'm about to go up in prayer. Go up in the Holy Ghost. I'll leave you here. Oh my God. Have a whole prayer session on the podcast. They were like, these helpers on here is praying. Do you hear me? The fire done came down on the airwaves. Let's go up. No,
if y'all could just see my face. First of all, I don't have the energy to go up. That's tip number four. Listen, your energy don't match your anointing. Your anointing is based on supernatural, not natural. Huh? So even when you get tired of the anointing on your life, you can't get tired because it's a supernatural thing, not a natural thing.
Listen, you gonna make me go for real? Don't play. You teeter totting.
So that was tip number four. Just number four. That's number four. Listen, I can be tired as a tick, as the people say. But that doesn't mean that my anointing is tired, because my anointing is supernatural. No. My tiredness is natural.
But when God placed his super,
on top of your natural, the manifestations of it all.
Ooh, see, you playing. And I'm going to take these folks up for real. I don't care where I'm at. We can go up in the doggone school bathroom. I will take these folks to the throne room, Pam. We can go, because you know what I love about God? This is going to be so random. Just put, I don't even know what the title is going to be.
Right. Random thoughts. This is going to be called random thoughts.
Listen.
The anointing of the random thoughts.
Listen, it just goes from like a bee, just buzzing all over the place. But I realized that with me being naked and unashamed, okay, that shall I go up anywhere? Because the way God has been good to me and how he done kept me.
They tell it all. Listen.
And you gonna tell me I can't shout, I can't scream, I can't holler, I can't tell you the good news, baby? You is a lie, and the truth ain't in you.
Ain't even in you.
And see, I just believe that the way you prayed should match the hell that you've been through.
So if you got a, you know, if you got a little bitty baby's pint size of hell, then you just sit there and look crazy. But if you went through decades and decades of hell,
my God,
baby, I would go up anywhere. We could be standing by a garbage can. Guess who going up? God, I thank you for this garbage can. Hallelujah. I thank you for having trash to put in there. Huh?
I'm so silly.
So silly. So number five about the riddle, but she really may go up when I give tip number five. Your pressure equals your peace. The pressure of your anointing will equal the peace of your obedience. Pressure creates diamonds. Pressure crushes olives. It creates the oil. The oil represents the anointing. So long as I'm under pressure, I'll always have peace. To tell you.
Well, who, I think it was back in the day when we was going, maybe. I don't know. But was it, what you call it, who said, peace is, the picture of peace is having your foot on the enemy's neck?
That sounds like senior.
That's what I was finna say. That has stuck with me all these many years. And child, I try to keep my foot on this neck, huh?
My God. You got to do it like that.
I wish people could see my face, because I be serious.
I'm so weak. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I think I got five tips from us. She didn't interrupt me talking about she going up. So I don't even know what to, I hope I get y'all five tips out of. I hope I gave you numerically.
If they didn't, they got some nuggets out of it.
Right.
Go yeah. up anywhere. Don't let nobody stifle or more for your the way you praise.
Let me say this. Your anointing can only be muffled if you allow it. If you allow the muffalization, if you allow the mute. Then you, and if you conform to the mute because they say, then you can't blame nobody but you.
How about we come out the box in this season? Because I just believe that COVID paved the way for the move of God that's about to take place in the earth. And I just believe that church will be held in restaurants and living rooms and locker rooms and everywhere. Like there is, we've learned, COVID has taught us that church cannot only be limited to a building. And I just believe that these next 10 plus years, God is going to do amazing things in the body of his believers. And I'm so excited about it.
Not your southern voice. Not your southern. Bear eyes excited about it.
How did it gonna do in 2022?
Eyes excited what God's gonna do in 2022. Listen, so southern of us. Eyes be excited. That's probably how they think we sound anyway.
Anyway.
Eyes excited.
Down here in the Dixie.
In the Dixie, in the Bible Belt. We are in the Dixie. We're not in a black belt. We're in the Bible, huh? Belt. We believe.
Notice this is Jesus plus therapy, huh?
Sis, bruh.
Yes. Get it together.
All the way.
We should. How many more episodes we got?
We have three more episodes, y'all, for this season one, and then we're going to take a break. regroup and come back for season number two. But listen, I really want to pray for some people. Like, today has been a pray day. Like, her eyes and book, y'all. We not fixing to carry on prayer, okay? This is not a prayer meeting.
You did it. I'm going to yield to the spirit. So you be cautious with how you handle this, okay? Because I'm going to yield to the spirit now.
Spirit? We don't have long. We ain't trying to tie these folks up, okay?
You already know how he works, especially when it involves me and you. So you sure you want to skirt out there now?
We're going to ask that if you have anything you would like us to pray for, please send those prayer requests to Jesus plus PLUS therapy sis at gmail.com. How about that? But I still feel this urge to pray. Not you pray. No. No.
Oh, okay. Because I will pray now. We can go up on this here podcast, because if it wasn't for the Lord, we wouldn't have one no way. So
you right about it. If it wasn't for the Lord who was on our side, we wouldn't have international listeners. We wouldn't have topics. We wouldn't have mics. We wouldn't have backgrounds and backdrops and a production team and an audio and visual production team who, y'all, they bless us. Like, for
the favor of God.
Listen, for the favor. Yes, God. Listen, stop. So I saw that Nick Cannon lost his 5-month-old baby to a brain tumor. And I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of people with doctor reports that has caused them to shut down in the anointing that they carry. And because of this shutdown, it has caused them to be stuttering and stinking in the anointing that they carry because of this report, whether it be the report they got for themselves, a family member, a close friends. They have just been in this place of rut and stuck. And so you know, seeing that and knowing the holidays are coming up. So we'll pray again for those who are grieving in another episode as we talk about grief. If you are in the Birmingham, Alabama area, or if you want to meet Jesus Plus Therapy Sis host, I don't know if she's coming. Yeah, I'm just volunteering her. No, she coming. She better find some gas money because I'm always, whenever she need me, I gets on the road. I will leave an event, change clothes, put on lashes, put on makeup to come to wherever she need me to. And I know she be like, oh, you ain't gonna have to serve. I just want you here. And then I end up serving. Okay. So no, she coming to Birmingham, Alabama Sunday to C2 Nation 520 Forest Drive, Fairfield, Alabama at 11 a.m. If you're not in the area, you can definitely watch the sermon that I'll be delivering on group therapy session number 2.
I'm not in the area.
If you're not in the area. She playing. She gonna get the other anointing as soon as we hang up. The anointing I've been trying to get delivered from when it comes to. Listen, if you're not in the area, please go follow C2 Nation Beham on the Facebook. And you can hit the notifications. And so Sunday, so you can be notified when that live starts on Sunday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. For our international people, I don't know what time zone that is, but it's 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. So just ask Google what time that is in your time zone. Okay. So you can see, I will be delivering my first sermon at my new church on is group therapy. Is the series topic, and I'm doing session number 2. And y'all know I'm a therapist, right? And I love Jesus. And this is Jesus Plus Therapy Sis. So you know I'm about to be all in this sermon. Like, all in. All in. Oh, you know what? They're not going to hear it because this is posted on Sunday at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. So y'all not going to be able to come.
You can catch the replay.
They can catch the replay. That's why you still need to go to C2 Nation Behan, hit the notification button so you can hit the replay during the week. I think they released the replay on Tuesdays, y'all. But anyway, so even if you can't, you're not going to be able to be there live. But this chick, the other half of this podcast going to be there with her three. With bells on. I don't care. What's that, crickets? What are you giving me?
I was giving Holy Ghost wind.
Oh, that's all I need is Holy Ghost wind. You better give me this Benny Hinn effect. Huh. Playing. Don't play with me, girl. You better be on the second of rows, huh? The second, not the first. Because my stuff going to be in a purse, but you could be on a second of rows.
No problem.
Hmm.
Pretty much, Lord. This has been a tumultuous season of my life. Elevation is wonderful. However, child, you go up too fast, your head starts. And
you can't breathe.
You sure can't. Baby, the air is thin up there, huh? So, of course, I would be there to support you. I wouldn't think of anywhere else to be.
Amen. Praise God. And the only reason I wasn't in her last event, y'all, because y'all know y'all may be like, you weren't at the last event, is because I had a bed of my own. So we was double booked.
Booked and busy, huh?
Huh? Super busy. Triumphantly busy.
Yes, and I do not complain over the plate that I asked God for at the table.
Hello, somebody. Oh, be careful of your language, yeah? I meant that it was shift God's timing.
It will.
Definitely. So I'm about to pray because I had... This is going to be a short prayer for our listeners. I need some... I'm going to tell our production key, give me some soft keys in the background. Tell our, don't send us out without regular music. We need some soft keys in the back. No, for real. Father God, we just honor you. God, we thank you for the ability, God, to operate, to speak, to do, to use, to produce the anointing you have placed over our lives. And Father, we don't take it for granted. And even if we have, God, we ask that you forgive us of that moment of taking what you've given us before we were even formed in our mother's womb for granted. So Father, we thank you for every listener who is struggling with their anointing, who is feeling down and weighted and heavy in the midst of this elevation, this next level that they're progressing to. God, I thank you right now. You give them grace, wisdom, patience, and mercy, God. You give them the authority to wait. You teach them how to wait. You help them understand the weight of waiting. So, Father, we thank you. We touch and agree now that we'll get testimonies about how you move mightily because of the person who heard this podcast. So we thank you, Father, that you are awesome and you are God. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, don't forget, hit that notification button. Y'all don't want to miss these last three episodes of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis 2021 Season 1. Make sure you tell the people. They don't just talk, they pray. We might do a little prayer, huh? At the last session, just pray the people into the new of years, huh?
That'd be good.
Listen. So listen, do us a favor. I'm for real. Send those prayer requests if you have any to Jesus Plus PLUS Therapy Sis at gmail.com. We do check our email. Yes, yeah. We do. So please send those prayer requests. We want to make sure that we are praying for our listeners. So send those prayer requests. So at the end, our last episode, we want to dedicate that episode to just praying for you all as you enter into 2022. Until then, y'all be good. Love y'all. Bye.